Welcome back to the podcast. It is your boy, Matic. Yes. I'm back and I'm smoking weed again. Because I'm off work. But, you know, I'm seeing people talk about this gun situation in America. And, you know, the fucking, that crazy ass kid and shit, man. And let's just call a spade, man. I mean, they don't have shootings like that in black schools because we don't do that shit. That happens in Plymouth White Marsh. Willow Grove. And like, you know what I mean? All them fucking places, like. And the reason is because gun handlemanship. You know what I'm saying? These little niggas, I ain't even gonna say little niggas, these little cracking niggas, they just in the suburbs sad, you know, they, you know, this is another thing that's pointing out that, you know, some, you know, we're in sensitive times, man, sensitive times. I'm talking about times where, like, you know what I'm saying? There, you know, there's a protest about damn near everything, man. And we need to start calling out what's really going on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's really going on, man? Like, there's a reason why in most of the intercity schools, there is... And are multiple, like, fucking actual, like, fucking, you know, like, police actually make task force for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had metal detectors. And I just want to ask you, and anyone listening, do they have metal detectors at these white schools? That's just what I want to ask. Because honestly, like, yes, you call us animals. I am a black man. You call us animals. You say that we're criminals. But honestly, and the things that are awakening in the past few days and weeks and months, basically last year and the year before, I think that stigma is switching to white kids, because I'm fucking crossing the street if I see a little white kid that looks sad. Fuck that shit, nigga. I'm out, nigga. I don't got no time for you fucking shoot me up, nigga. Like, fuck that shit. And I'm a whole nigga, man. I don't give a fuck, dog. Y'all little white niggas crazy. And the thing is, it's like, why be like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, there's something going on with these little niggas. Like, it's obviously, like, you know, they're not getting bitches, man. They're not, you know, they probably fucking, you know. And it's crazy, man. I'm a marijuana advocate. I smoke a lot of weed. But, you know, and I would say, you know, these little niggas need a fucking blunt in their life. But they've had a blunt. And they moved to crack, and then they moved to coke, and then they moved to heroin, and then they moved to opioids, and then they fucking were fucking getting high off pods. Like, this shit's crazy out here, man. Like, these little motherfuckers have no rap. Like, they got no picks, and it's crazy. And the wild thing is, I should not be feeling this old at 25. Half of the shit that these motherfuckers do, a little nigga that's 18. Like, for real, like, you're not, like, I'm not even that older than you, and I still feel like something's fucking wrong with, like, you and all of you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the generation, and I'm not even sure the names of the generations and shit like that, you know, I think it's X and fucking millennials and shit like that, but fuck it, man, like, let's really look at what's really going on out here, man. Like, because it really starts at home. Like, before you get in, like, you know what I mean? You're not raising a child to be a child. You're raising a child to be the adult that's going to be out here in the fucking world that everybody's going to have to fucking deal with. So now what we're realizing is parenting has gone to shit. Parenting has gone to shit. Parenting has gone to shit. So what do we do about that? You know, what is there to do about that, you know? Like, what is there to do about that? Why are these little niggas so crazy? Like, That's my main question. That's the question that I have for everyone, man. You know, why these little niggas so crazy? You know, is there a reason why? Is there a clear reason? And I don't give me the bullshit of video games and rap music. And I need a valid reason why these little niggas is acting so crazy. And I need to know, man. Like, for real. I need to know. Because every week is something new, you know what I mean? And we don't know, you know, what's going to happen next. And the main thing that we're trying to keep, you know, on task is the fact that, you know, we black folk out here, man. We got to do better, man. You know, before we point the finger, we have to understand the three fingers pointing at us. We got to understand what we need to do, what we need to bring to the table. You know what I mean? Like, it may not even be our choice. I personally don't like a black person that's like, well, why don't we teach the white people how, like, fuck that. Honestly, like, for real, like, they want to think that they're the smart ones, but we understand humans better than them. We understand humans better. That's a fucking crazy thing. And the wild thing is, I'm not racist. Some of my best friends are white. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, if you get some of these fucking weird-ass fucking, you know, alt-right motherfuckers out here, because I'm calling you motherfuckers out, you alt-right dick-eating-ass fucking dickheads, fucking alt-right of fucking dick, get the fuck out of here, fucking alt-right. Pushing for fucking, like, they will not replace us, they will not replace us, because we are fucking racist, fucking dickheads, like, seriously. Your movement is fucking stupid. You're stupid. Your mother is fucking stupid. And your father is fucking stupid because they raised you to be this fucking dickhead. So your whole family is full of fucking dickheads. And that's the fucking crazy part about it. That's the wild part. That's what really needs to be noticed, is what the fuck is going on in those households? What are they teaching their kids? Like, what the fuck? Are they teaching them? Like, yeah, like, if you see a nigger, like, don't like him. He's a fucking fucker. Like, that's a, that, like I have no clue. I'm flabbergasted each time I try to figure out why they're like that. Because the thing is, like, if they did not like black people, how would the world be? If racism did not exist, would we be more peaceful? Will violence shoot down 80% because half of violence is racially striven from? Like, honestly, man, you know, it's a cycle. It's a cycle that, you know, we're fucking up at, man. We're really fucking up at. And what I bring y'all today is my high thoughts, you know what I mean? Fuck the American dollar, because it ain't shit. Fuck working for my happiness, doing manual labor for my happiness, because that ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the economy because it was built for a white man and only a white man. I'll tell y'all right now. I'm in my truck smoking weed, right? And it's not, you know, it's, you know, we chilling. You know, we chilling. But it gets smoky, man. It gets smoky. So y'all might hear my voice, like, crackle a little bit. That's only because a nigga is, like, you know what I'm saying, kind of messing up a little bit. Here come my man and shit. So he about to hop in the Wilski. You know what I'm saying? As soon as he hop in the Wilski, you know, we can continue this discussion about what's going on with this gun control and shit like that. Brother Q, thank you for stepping into the Snapchat.
Oh, yeah.
I called this shit a Snapchat, guys. I'm really high. This is fucking podcast.
I just got some.
Thank you from the podcast.
I got some fucking organic blue corn chips and shit.
My man got some organic blue. You know what I'm saying? And salsa.
Because, you know, never can have too much of that now.
Real rap.
Fuck having money. As long as you got sauce.
So, bro, the discussion right now, what I'm talking about right now, right? Talking about gun control, and I'm talking about the fact that mass shootings do not happen in black schools, and there's a reason why.
reason why is because, for one, being somebody that's a connoisseur of street knowledge and basic information like that can keep you, therefore, out of bad situations, it's because niggas don't want to make their block hot, man.
Real shit.
Nobody wants to shoot up somewhere where their babies is at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even if they're not taking care of their kids. Those are still my baby. Let me hear of a motherfucker trying to shoot. Who school up? Little Zaire in that bitch?
Oh, we shooting them niggas up now. Like,
I got my pistol with me, dickhead.
Real rap.
We not doing all that. You're talking about he doing. Come on, man.
See, that's the thing, though. Like, we got metal detectors, bro.
No.
They don't.
Metal detectors.
We have task force.
Metal detectors don't. All that is for
school
nothing.
School police task
all
force,
that, all
bro.
All that is for nothing. You want to know why? Because at the end of the day, all these decisions is being made on their own. All these decisions are being made from people that already made up in their mind before they even went to school, before they even laid down the night before. They knew what they were going to do years ago. You know what I mean? So I be thinking like this shit is all awesome.
Written in the paint, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on now. I know that this shit has been around. And,
see, we think Egyptians are the only ones with hieroglyphics.
Oh no, I ain't.
And the concept of hieroglyphics.
I ain't going into that one with this one because this is speaking on how they squeeze hammers and shit like that and how gun control is something.
Well, here's the thing. If they make the problem, the thing is, if you are the controller of the problem at all times, then you can control the situation at all times.
No.
And
no.
if you make money off of that.
See, gun control comes back into
money.
Like, no, not even money. Like, what they trying to do with the martial law shit. Like, you know what I mean? Because a lot of these guns is already in people's homes.
That's what I'm saying. You're never going to get rid of guns. You're never going to get rid of guns.
No, I'm saying, no, they can.
Nah.
No, they can. The reason why they're going to be able to do it.
They're not.
Because if they can. There's a difference between can.
No, they can't.
There's a difference between can and won't.
See, bro, the thing is, back in the day.
We don't know the power of the U.S. government.
Yes, we do.
We don't.
We fund it, bro.
We fund it by who?
Us. Paying our taxes.
That don't mean dick.
But what I'm saying is the government did something like that before in the history before.
What, try to control guns?
No, like where they wanted to control something, gold. So what they did was they went into everybody's fucking house and fucking took people's gold.
So you don't think they can do the same thing now?
No.
Why not?
Because niggas got guns. The same guns they got, we got. So they not trying to have that.
Well, you can, dog, there's so many different ways to work with people. Bro. Nah, doing it now. There's so many things that go.
First off, you're using the money. First off, you're just talking about scared cops going in there taking people's guns and the guns that they don't have.
I don't know how they gonna do it.
But here's what I'm saying: why you give the government so much power?
You should be giving them power. They have.
Why
do
you think? How?
How do you figure?
How do you figure though?
Anybody that has an army behind them has power. Anybody that has money.
You got an army behind you.
Of how many people?
How many black people in America?
Hey man, how many black people are gonna actually believe and what this fight is for?
But see, that's the whole work.
That's not.
That's the work of it. Like work, maybe they got their shit done. Like why can't we do the same shit?
What are you talking about, bro? I'm not understanding that concept.
I'm saying if they've gotten together an army, right? Which part of their army is African Americans, bro?
That comes with money. Black people don't do that shit for free.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying, bro. This is how they got you with money. This is what money.
That's what the key of life is. That's why.
No, it's not.
Bro, in the white man's eyes, that's what the key of life
that's
is.
That's how you're looking. You're a black man looking.
And the Asian man, that's what the key of life is. Money. That's why people are constant struggle to get it. And the people that have it have power. That's what goes back into saying the government has power.
But to think, bro.
So, anybody with money has power, bro.
That's what you define power. If you define power as and what they have, then well, yeah. But there's simpler people living a simpler life somewhere else in the world, mm-hmm. 10 times happier than those people that you're talking about.
That's happiness.
That will
power.
Live longer than those people too, because we only live to 78 years old.
Happiness and power are two different things, though.
That's what I'm saying, though. Is that like, don't you think the white man has gotten that the fact that. Power is the main thing that you should always worry about.
Well,
maybe that's not the key to life is power.
But this is going from a personal outlook on it to a outlook on it for the masses. And honestly, I feel like this is, I look on it from where I stand or from what I've seen so far. Yeah, people will unite, but there's also going to be so many distractions. And the government pumps those distractions every day. And we're actually utilizing the distractions every day. Sometimes we might awaken for a few seconds and go back into finding a new distraction by finding somebody interesting.
That's true.
That's so true. Far gone in distractions. They're like, oh, my gosh. I should maybe possibly have fixed this person, but they end up making you worse of a person because now everything you think you know, you're questioning. Because this motherfucker's so different. You know how different? They just walking on the right foot in front of the, instead of the left foot. They're different. Still the same way. So, back in the gun control.
I just feel like we can do the same thing.
We can, and we have. It's not something that we're speaking on that hasn't been done already.
Because we don't have a home. That's what I'm saying. Like, African-American niggas don't really necessarily...
The whole world is our home. We don't necessarily...
Nah, I'm saying like an origin.
The whole world.
Like, for real. Like, for real, the way they fucking rocking, dog.
Fucking
like,
with this? Nah, bro. You high. I don't even know what you're missing.
I just shit, bro.
What that mean? This is a healthy snack.
Well, if I don't feel like snacking, I feel like smoking, nigga.
All right, well, roll off. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, this podcast is on. We need people to understand what's going down. And not day to day.
They gonna understand.
You know one thing I realized too, yo?
Understand.
I'm mentally stronger than I ever knew. I get frustrated because I'm, you know, it's acceptable. The one thing
but
I
But that's what I'm saying. What if it's 100 niggas like you?
It is.
So what's up? What you mean you don't got an army, bro? That's your mentality.
Not that I don't have an army. It's the fact that it has to. Bringing the people together.
So first off, this is what's crazy. And reading the autobiography of Malcolm X by Alex Haley and shit, right? This nigga fucking was able to, just by spoken word, just by getting niggas to believe, like going into areas where, like, I guess people wouldn't go to get people to believe, he did. And made them convert to Islam. And he had an army, bro.
But that army didn't start with him. It started with Elijah Muhammad.
No, it started with him, bro.
Elijah Muhammad was his follower.
No, I'm saying before he met Elijah Muhammad. I'm talking about the days when he was in New York and shit, when he first moved there and shit.
Oh, when he was hustling?
Yeah, when he was hustling, bro. He had the city on lock. Like, what you mean? Like
doing what? Selling numbers?
Being him. Selling numbers and, you know what I mean, being him.
I want to say the whole city.
Not like the whole city, but he came there down there like from like the country and shit. And balled out.
Like most of them niggas, for real. Most country niggas did better than most niggas from New York. That's crazy. I mean, when you look at it on the out, them niggas were just...
Yeah, that's what Charlamagne the guy was talking about. Country niggas like
they really
came from manual labor. Like they really did labor.
And got sick of that shit.
Yeah,
was like, hold on.
Yeah,
you telling me you giving me this you give me this product, I'm not selling it. I can do what with it.
You know what this nigga said? His dad made him dig a 6-foot hole when he bailed him out of jail the second time and shit off of some stupid shit. He made him dig a 6-foot hole and said, "That's your fucking grave."
At least you saved me a job.
That's some country ass shit.
All right, boy, that's red right there, boy.
So you better dig, yo. And then this thing was like, and now I'm thinking about it, yo, a 6-foot hole, dog. That shit gonna take a minute.
You seen holes, nigga? Them niggas was in there. Picture. Digging up some holes.
That nigga looked at that first like, shit, I'm gonna rock this joint out the fucking hole. What you mean? He like, nigga, 6 feet, nigga, you got.
That's 6 feet into the ground.
That's crazy,
bro. I guess if you know what you're doing, that'll take no time, but. Motherfucking
young boy out there with a shovel.
And that let the ground be cold. That's a done deal, bro.
Oh, damn.
That's a done deal, bro. Niggas don't work. Niggas that do construction don't work.
Real rare. That shit hard as brick, dog. Real
hard
shit.
As brick. And that's just the top layer.
That's crazy, man.
But, You sure don't want to try one of these blue corn chips with sauce? Where you been all day, man?
Work, man.
What's your plan, man? We got to start coming up with some ideas of starting to get these units. Cause you already, you just got, I think if you was to see that box in your crib, that would inspire you actually know that whole, I just invested in myself. Feel me?
Yeah.
I'm talking about that brown box. When you open it up, you're like, oh, shit. Then when your mom see you, you got cousins that don't live in Philly. You mail that shit to them.
That was the first time.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, but, just getting this shit together, man.
Things coming soon.
Things coming. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's like me being at the fucking... Y'all really got opportunity. I just got to speak on it. I really do have opportunity to run a restaurant, right? While we're in fiction. Me and two other people.
Okay.
What the girl said to me, that really opened my eyes because she was speaking for herself, but just... People don't say, well, this is how I feel. They say, well, this is how they feel. They always say we, or they always say, people always doing this. But you really want to say, I'm always doing this. Mm-hmm. So her response was, yeah, people always be on some dicky and drill-ass shit, blah, blah, blah. So maybe it's not that. Maybe they envious of you. You see, you don't think people in the bar want to work in here in the kitchen? First thing in my mind when she said that, fuck no. Nobody from the bar and work in no kitchen. You even wanna get food and dip. Why they drunk as
food
shit?
Food and dip.
They drunk as shit, you feel me? But what she was saying is, she was envious of me, but didn't know how to say it. Cause I guess people, I don't know why people think I'm a player, man. I don't know why people think that. So they gotta come at me a whole different way until they realize, oh, he really on some chill shit.
Oh, he's expecting the worst of people for you, man.
Like one nigga thought I was in my 30s. You know that was solely off of how I carry myself. Fuck how I look, nigga. I don't look old, nigga. All about how I carry myself. I don't move like these niggas my age were expected to be. See, I thought you were just a cool ass old head.
But see, the thing is, maybe niggas is just dumb now, dog.
Huh?
Maybe it's just oversaturation of dumb niggas.
I don't know, that nigga had a... The nigga that said that, he 21 but got a beard and look older than I do.
That's what I'm saying.
Man, I look older than you. I haven't even grown a beard yet, nigga. I went to fucking Acme and spent 40 something hours.
God damn!
I made me the salmon, made me the honey teriyaki salmon with this fucking...
How about y'all get with the salmon on it?
Rice pilaf, I mean not rice, jasmine rice with these fucking sauteed red peppers and fucking grape tomatoes. Saute that up, put that on top of the rice with the salmon, then I had the mixed greens on the sinai.
Nah.
I made my grandma this shit. She's like, what type of meat is this? And I'm like, man, I don't know shit. I got a nerd to call somebody fucking stupid. That shit irks the shit out of me, dog. I should be watching TV. Oh, they so stupid. Call the phone. Don't say some shit on here. Oh, they so stupid. You don't do something fast enough or do something her way, even though she's not doing it. You so stupid. I'm like, man. My patience is getting so fucking thin. And everybody always, you know, always feel a little down when your loved ones die, but you're like, what the fuck? Because you don't have them no more. I know I spend a lot of good time with my grandma. I'll think about it a lot more when I get older, though. Right now, it's just about growing, man. Nobody in my house want to grow anymore. They just want to live, and that's the difference. I want to grow and live.
Multiply the hustles, man. What you gotta do, you multiply the hustles, man.
That's been the method.
Everything is born off motivation, man. And that morning motivation, crazy. I have to be at work at 7:45. I need to figure out how I can run early in the morning, man.
Nigga, I get off work at the time you getting up. I gotta figure out I actually need to go get a gym membership so I can start Ubering right to work. Oh, yeah, that's another thing, bro. If I pay, you mind getting me an Uber to work? Cause it's only gonna be $4. That's what I'm saying. I'll get me a phone probably Wednesday. I'm trying to think what I want, though. I don't think I'm gonna need an iPhone. Probably give me like a Galaxy or something. Something that takes really good pictures, though. That's the key. I need at least 65 pictures in the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, the GoPro, man, he was rocking with that.
Yeah, I do have the GoPro. That's another thing. I need to go buy some more memory sticks. You know, like the SD card.
Podcast about to be over because we about to listen to Money on My Mind by Wayne off of Carter 2 and shit, because that's the fucking, it's the way this night is going. If you're listening to this podcast and you're high,
we are too.